still very hot in here.
Very hot.
Yeah. Welcome to BC is Creepy.
Hello.
Hello. Today, I, Ariel Hinson, will be reading the educational parts of our podcast.
And I'm Topher Graham, and I'm just going to be here to quip.
Woohoo!
What are we learning about?
Today, well, anyone who knows me well has heard me complain about the size of my feet and how hard it is to find shoes.
They're pretty big.
Yeah. So, today's episode is about a topic I talk a lot about. Shoes!
Shoes.
With feet inside them.
Like people walking, or?
Oh, they aren't walking no more. These feet were not made for walking because they're not attached to legs. Oh. So, this is all about the feet that mysteriously continue to wash up on the shores of the Salish Sea. So that's like the Georgia Strait, Puget Sound, this area. Yeah!
Feet.
And
just feet.
Yeah, that's the really weird part. Just feet.
Cool.
Yeah. So this phenomenon really started in 2007. There had been a historical accounts of feet being discovered all the way back to 1887 when someone discovered a leg in a boot on a Vancouver beach.
Okay.
That sounded so Canadian. A leg in a boot.
Leg in a boot.
Leg in a boot.
Leg in a boot what?
What? Oh, ow. You got me. So, our record of the recent feet discoveries started on August 20th, 2007. And this was a discovery of a foot on an island called Jebediah Island.
Jebediah.
Yep.
Okay.
And it's located near Laskeedy Island.
This is like off the coast of BC.
Yep.
Kind of around
one of those islands. I can't remember where you get to Laskeedy from. I just know my aunt used to have a place there.
So it's accessible by ferries.
Probably. Or at least Laskeedy is. There's boats, at least. But the foot was discovered by a girl who was visiting from Washington, and she picked up what looked just like a size 12 Adidas shoe, and then she opened up the sock to look inside and found a man's foot.
Gross.
Yeah. Now, the shoe that she found was made in 2003, and apparently was distributed mainly in India. Then later the remains were identified as the ones of someone who was actually missing.
Missing from Canada or missing from India?
Canada. I mean, it's the west coast of Canada, so there's, a lot of people who immigrate here from India, so it makes sense.
Okay, so
when we're talking about... they might have had family who gave them shoes.
So when we're talking about this foot and how it's separated from the leg, is it, cut? Is it, rotted off?
We're gonna get to that.
Fine.
Yeah, because there's a lot of feet. I have a plan for this, Topher. We're gonna go through the feet first. And then the why.
I just have questions.
Okay? I know you have questions, and they will be answered.
Okay.
So, a few days after that, a foot was discovered on Gabriel Island. And this one was a man's right foot as well. And it was discovered by a couple. And it was waterlogged and appeared to have been taken ashore by an animal.
Okay.
It had probably come ashore from the south. And the shoe was a size 12 white Reebok. So, not the same person.
No.
No.
Well, it couldn't have been the same person if it's another right foot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was a 2004 produced shoe that was sold worldwide, but primarily in North America, and has since been discontinued. Wikipedia had some strange details.
Has since been discontinued, so they don't make this shoe anymore.
No.
Is it because they found the foot?
I'm gonna say yes.
Sweet.
That'll be our theory.
It's canon.
It's canon.
Nike.
Reebok.
Oh.
Okay, so then 6 months later, now we get a Nike.
Nice.
Yeah, it's another right foot, and it's a size 11 Nike, and these remains were identified as a 21-year-old man from Surrey who had been reported missing 4 years before.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, so the death was considered not suspicious, so it was either misadventure or suicide. And this is a shoe that was sold in Canada and the U.S. between February 1st, 2003 and June 30th, 2003.
How do they rule it not suspicious? Are you allowed to get to that yet?
Okay, it was decayed.
Oh. Okay.
Now, it's also been confirmed that a right foot that was found on Valdez Island, we're back there.
Yeah.
And a foot that was found on Westham Island, these are another set of feet. One's a right, one's a left. They belong to the same dude.
Oh, yay, they got them back together again.
Yep. That's not happened a lot, though, be warned.
It's a happy reunion.
Yeah, so then in May of 2008, so it's like another 6 months, the first woman's foot was found, and this one was on Kirkland Island, which is between Richmond and Delta.
Oh.
Yeah, so most of these have been men's so far, but yeah, this is the first one to be of woman's foot. Cute. And because there are a lot of feet, I didn't want it to just be me going over every single foot.
Yeah.
Because, I mean,
how many feet are we talking here?
We are talking 14 Canadian feet and 9 American feet.
Oh.
Like, so a total of 23 feet have washed up.
From 2007 on?
Yeah, 2007 until May 2018.
Well, that's like,
yeah. Yeah, that's a lot of feet. And yeah. Not all pairs.
No.
No, so it's a lot of people. So I mentioned Westam Island was where some of the feet, one of the feet was found. They've been found in Richmond, False Creek, Sassamat Lake had a foot wash up on the shore of the lake.
Okay, that's gotta be different though, right?
I mean, the cause is kind of the same, but I think I read that it was like a boater had had an accident and died in the lake, and eventually his foot washed up. So there was a foot that washed up near the Vancouver Maritime Museum. There's been a foot washed up on Botanical Beach, which is on Vancouver Island.
Yeah.
There's been a foot wash up in Port Renfrew, which is near Botanical Beach. There's been a foot washed up on Jordan River, which is also on the west coast of Vancouver Island.
So we have an epidemic of feet.
Yep. And then there was also various locations in Washington State where some feet have washed up. So like 9 American feet, as I said.
Okay.
Now, like, as I mentioned, most recently, there was one in May that washed up, and that was on the shore of Gabriola Island, which is off of Nanaimo.
And did they identify it?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Yeah, but this one was found in a hiking boot that was stuck in a log jam. Now, in 2008, in June, there was another human foot discovered on the Tai Spit, which is near Campbell River on Vancouver Island, and it was a hoax.
Oh.
So, someone used a skeletonized animal paw and put it in a sock, then in a shoe, and then stuffed it with dried seaweed, and so the Royal Canadian Police began an investigation into the hoax, and if someone's arrested, it could result in charges of public mischief.
Why would anybody fake a foot?
Attention.
But they didn't get any attention.
No, but they probably, like, just seeing it in the news and being like, that's me.
That's my animal foot.
I made that. They fell for it. Yeah, it's like, it's a basically a practical joke, but you don't want, like, you don't want to get caught because you don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah. Public mischief.
Okay, and that is not the only hoax, because after the 11th foot was found on August 31st in 2011, several running shoes containing what police suspected was raw meat were found washed up on Oak Beach in BC.
Somebody's having a good time.
Yeah, so now that we've discussed when the feet have arrived, now we'll talk actually about them.
Please.
Okay.
I'm so curious.
Yes. So, as we kind of talked about, what makes this so weird is that it's just feet. No other body parts are showing up.
No.
So, that's, like, also why it's caught the media and the public's attention so much.
They're not discovering other body parts, like, elsewhere?
Nope. Okay. Just these feet. So, there are a bunch of theories. I couldn't find a lot, but I saw mentioned theories of, like, oh, it's aliens, and oh, it's a serial killer, oh, it's the mob hitman. It's, like, all these things, and it's...
That's easy, but it's like, that can't be it.
No. And the reality is far more scientific.
Of course.
I know. I was actually trying to find weird stuff about this one.
I wanted, like, foot Dexter, you know? Like, I kill all these bad guys and throw their feet into the ocean.
Yeah, no, it's It's kind of sadder than that.
Oh.
Yeah. So, there's a bunch of theories of where these feet came from. One theory is that they're from people who died in boating and airplane accidents. Like, there was a Quadra Island plane crash in 2005, so it could be bodies from that that, like, were in the wreckage.
Okay, but if it was that, it wouldn't be so specific to feet. It would be, like, hands could go and legs.
Okay. Let's be patient, my good friend. Because there are also suggestions that these could be murder victims.
Mm-hmm.
And this,
for Dexter.
What makes people not lean into that theory as much is that for, like, all the feet that have been found, none of them show signs that tools were used to cut them off. So they've all come off through decay. And that said, it's not necessarily ruling out foul play because it's also possible that the bodies were weighed down and thrown into the water.
Yeah.
And the feet coming off, and then, like, the feet would decay and come off on their own. And you know why we keep finding the feet?
Because, I'm going to guess, because it's easier for feet to decay and move along than, like, other body appendages.
No. What makes them easy to find is the sneakers.
Oh, so the sneakers float.
Yeah.
Ah!
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
they've
all been found with, like, shoes.
Yeah. So I'll give you a quote. Actually, that I was able to find. Notice, there are no feet washing ashore in stiletto heels or flip-flops. Also, today's running shoes are more buoyant than in the past. So that's why I'm gonna post it on the Instagram and Facebook, but there's a picture that's a map that's got pictures of all the shoes showing where they were found, and they're all just these ugly running shoes.
I'm going to post a teaser on our Instagram story.
Yeah.
People are going to be like, what the fuck? Why is Ariel's foot? And now, like, 4 weeks later, you guys are going to understand.
Yeah, you get to understand why you see my foot.
Let's see. New story.
So the quote that I gave was from Gail Anderson, who's co-director of the Center for Forensic Research at Simon Fraser University. She also said that footwear protects feet from hungry sea creatures, which end up gnawing on other exposed areas like the ankles instead.
Cool.
Yeah. And now, because the Strait of Georgia has unpredictable currents, it's really hard to determine where these feet actually originate.
Yeah.
So that's why they aren't like, oh, it definitely came from this part of the coast and just wound up here.
No, currents are, like, strong.
Yeah. There's also theories that the feet could be from victims of the 2004 tsunami in Asia.
Okay.
That's a long way for feet to travel.
Yeah. And we've identified a lot of them, right?
Hmm?
We've identified, like, a lot of the feet.
Maybe half.
Okay.
Yeah, and we're gonna get into why we haven't identified them very well.
Because people don't, you know, take pictures of their feet.
I mean, there's that, but I'm gonna get into a bit of science right now. So, in water, human bodies naturally disarticulate or come apart at the joints.
Yeah.
So hands and feet often disconnect from corpses after soaking in the ocean for a while.
Okay.
So, but we're also not finding the hands because
they don't float.
They don't float. They're also not protected by shoes, so they're getting eaten.
Yeah.
So then they end up just becoming bones.
Fish.
Human feet also have a tendency to produce what's called adipocere, which is a soap-like substance formed from body fat.
Gross.
Which makes it hard for forensic scientists to find any clues on the feet.
Like in Fight Club.
Yeah. Yeah. Corpse soap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, that being said, under optimal conditions, a human body may remain intact in water for as long as 3 decades, which means that the feet could have been floating around for years. But there's also been studies done to see, like, how long a corpse would last in the ocean.
Yeah.
And between fish and other sea creatures eating it and the salt water and stuff, they did an experiment with pig carcasses.
Yeah.
And within, like, 4 days, it was skeletonized.
Yeah.
So it varies, but because the feet are protected, that means that they could be in there for longer. But when the body gets skeletonized, the feet can come off more easily. So lots of factors.
Science is sometimes more art than science.
And also, so the ocean water, all the salt in it and everything, kind of messes up the DNA. So that's why they can't get as... It's really hard to get good DNA evidence off of these feet.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Now, some of the feet have been connected to two separate people who killed themselves in the Lower Mainland by jumping off of bridges. So that's...
Confirmed.
That's confirmed, and that's also led to a lot of people thinking that most... That's why most people believe these feet were death by suicide or misadventure. It's... Also, like, what was really stressed in everything I read was that this is all incredibly statistically rare. This is, like, finding 1 foot is 1 in 1,000,000.
Yeah.
So finding 23 in 11 years.
So this is, like, uniquely BC West Coast kind of a phenomenon. We're not seeing this a lot in, like...
No, like, you hear occasionally of feet washing up other places, but it's nowhere near this frequency. Like, near the beach volleyball courts in the Brazil Olympics,
yeah.
A foot washed up?
Yeah, one.
One. And there have been records of feet washing up other places, but nowhere else has the quantity within the time frame that we do.
Maybe we're just, like... A paranormal foot magnet.
I mean, there's also actually some other factors. So one of the things is that there are a lot of corpses in our water here. Because, I know that just sounds so bad, but it's because we're in such a densely...
This is creepy, guys.
Yeah. Densely populated areas are creepy, and that leads to lots of corpses in the water.
Statistically,
yeah. Well, because, I mean, you gotta think, not only do we have Vancouver, we've got Victoria, we've got Seattle, yeah. So it's like you've got three population centers all...
Three major cities.
Yeah, all within this one waterway. So it really can...
More people means more crimes, more deaths.
Exactly.
And more feet.
Yeah, and more accidents, too. So one of the reasons why feet are more easily washing up here is because the winds go from west to east in this area.
Yeah, I'm gonna open this.
Yeah.
It's like a Magners Irish cider. I'm really excited about it.
Mm.
It's imported. Anyways, back to feet.
Back to feet. Yeah, so because of the way our winds blow...
Mm-hmm.
It blows, and then the buoyant feet are getting pushed by the wind, so then it pushes them to shore more easily.
Okay, so we're not going towards, like, Hawaii or China. It's because of the way the...
Yeah, and that's also... Moving. That would also be why, like, most of the Vancouver Island feet are discovered on the western half, and then, like, the feet that are within the strait are discovered either on the islands, where, like, it would get blown to, or, like, Vancouver... And Richmond and stuff, because you just keep going east.
Okay.
Yeah, so because of how the wind's blowing, it's not like you're getting them in the Victoria Harbor, because that would require it to go west. Yeah, so this also has led to some people starting to advocate that, at least within this area, when a missing persons case is reported, to include their shoe size in the description.
That's not funny. People are dying.
Yeah. But that's also... It feels a little quirky and, like, seems silly, but it actually makes a lot of sense.
Because then we can say, oh, their feet washed up. They're probably dead.
Yeah, but also then it gives us also a better idea of who the feet could belong to. Because, I mean, you're not going to get a... Like, that's just one identifier, and there's probably other missing people with the same size feet as you.
Yeah.
Except maybe me. Because
you've got uniquely big feet.
Got long and narrow feet, not super common. Oh, fruit fly. Sorry, I had a fruit fly in my drink, and I had to...
Kill it. Take its feet off.
The alcohol killed it already, probably.
Did you know, this is a true fact, bees can sometimes get drunk on alcohol, and outside of their hive will be, like, guardian bees that will keep them from coming in until they sober up.
Bee bouncers.
Yeah. unrelated but interesting fact.
Good to know. But yeah, so that is what I could find about the feet of the Salish Sea.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and like, I mean, there's this one cool photo that I saw that was like the shoe, but then there's like the femur and another bone, and I guess the tibia?
Yeah.
Both coming out of the shoe, so it's like the bones of the leg were still attached, but they got cleaned off.
Gross.
Yeah, it was cool though.
Just watch it become like this giant performance art project by a quirky individual.
A quirky serial killer?
Quirky. Well,
they're human remains, Topher.
They didn't necessarily die by death, but maybe you find their bodies, cut off their feet.
They're not cut off.
Rotted off their feet and pushed them ashore.
He would have, the most likely would have been they would have weighed the corpses down.
Yeah.
Because rotting off their feet, it would be a different kind of decomposition than what occurs in ocean water. And I'm sure that the forensic people would be able to tell.
Okay, before we finish here.
Yeah.
I wanna quickly dial back to we started these records in 2007.
Seven.
And what kind of numbers are we looking at prior to that? Because maybe there's like a couple, but is it just like this sudden explosion of
sudden
feet?
Explosion. And I like maybe it has something to do with the shoes.
And how, like, shoes in 2007 just became floatier?
Yeah, or at least shoes like from 2003 onwards, and then just no one happened to be dying with sneakers on until 2000. Or, well, remember, because also depending on the conditions, like, a body could in theory be intact for decades.
Yeah.
So it's just that maybe the currents were stronger and starting to rip those feet off more.
That's an unsatisfying answer.
I know, it's not satisfying.
This feet episode is strange and bizarre.
It is strange, bizarre, for the most part unsolved.
So 2007 BC suddenly became awash with feet.
Yeah. Yep. You could say we have the foot fetish of unsolved murders or unsolved cases.
Dead bodies, Ariel.
I know.
Dead people.
I know.
Dead people's feet.
Yeah. Well, so if you work in forensics and you're also really into feet, you should move to BC.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be like your ideal place.
Yeah, you can touch all the feet you want. Probably you'd have to be a little like necrophilic too.
Yeah, but I mean, maybe they like save it for when they get home.
Yeah.
Though, because can't break that out while you're working.
No, but if you're working in forensics, you're probably a little bit necrophilic.
I don't know. That's kind of stereotyping.
It's what they do every day.
Yeah, but like in some ways it could make them want the opposite. Like actually, so I was listening to My Favorite Murder and they do like these hometown call-in, or not call-in, but email-in episodes.
Ariel.
What?
Call-in.
Oh!
Okay.
And so they... So this person emailed in about they were paid by a mortician to just lay there and let them listen to their heart with a stethoscope.
Ooh.
And then another person emailed in a few weeks later being like, yeah, I got paid by the same guy to do that.
Oh.
So in some ways it could make you want the opposite of what you're around all the time.
Yeah.
Because if you're around dead bodies all the time, just being with someone who's warm and...
alive.
Has a heartbeat. That would be the special thing.
Oh, that's kind of sweet in a really weird semi-necrophilic way.
Reverse necrophilic?
Reverse necrophilic? I don't know, it's really creepy to pay somebody to listen to their heartbeat.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's,
yeah.
No, it's not necrophilic, but it's
it's
like...
just weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean... I guess I can see that because where I work, I'm constantly around clean-shaven guys with short hair.
Yeah.
And then I ended up with a guy with a beard and long hair.
Yeah, okay.
Because it's different from what you're around every day.
Because he's anti-military.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So who are your sources, Ariel?
My sources! Wikipedia?
Nice.
Which, the Wikipedia article is actually surprisingly thorough. There's, like, might be 50-some-odd sources or citations.
Thank you, forensic people of BC.
Yeah. And, well, really around the world. Because it's gotten press coverage on almost every continent. Possibly everywhere except Antarctica. And
South America. Who gets press coverage on Antarctica?
I don't know. Penguins? Maybe the scientists who all live there have, like, a little newsletter that they send to each other.
That'd be cute.
Yeah, it's just, this week in Antarctica.
Jamie has a crush on Jamie.
Also, the penguins, they stopped eating the krill, and now they're focusing more on the sardines.
Penguins are cute.
Yeah, penguins are cute. But yeah, so that, and then I also read a Vox article, and then I skimmed a bunch of other articles from big newspapers, but they were all saying the same things that were already covered in the other sources. So I was like, oh.
Get your shit together, newspapers.
Yeah, get new news. Don't just repeat the same things as everyone else.
All right. Yeah. So, I understand we have a new Patreon.
Yes! Shout out to our new patron, Ariel Slack.
I recognize that name from somewhere, Ariel.
Yeah? Where do you recognize it from?
Isn't she the star of Nepenthes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looking thank at the you, poster Ariel. Right there, her name's like on it. Yes, thank you, Ariel. And if you want a shout out on this podcast and shout outs on our YouTube videos and stuff, join our Patreon. Just look up Bad Cookie Pictures on Patreon and it'll take you there. If you want to follow us on social media as stuff to do with BC is Creepy or our filmmaking, just look up Bad Cookie Pictures on whatever social media you use.
We have Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube,
Vimeo.
We have a website.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So we're all those things. If you want to follow me, I'm on the stuff as @Hanson's Horror and Topher has Instagram.
Yeah. Sneezing Wolf.
Yeah. So I think that's about it for this week.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, guys. I hope you appreciate your feet today.
Yeah. Just, you know, maybe get a nice foot rub.
Yeah.
And also stay creepy.
Stay creepy.